Chapter 4, Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Consciousness, when unmanifested, is in the state of beingness. It is formless, nameless, invisible, and eternal, neither male nor female. It is pure consciousness, divine will, as an observer of the universe. It is pure intuition. Consciousness is passive and neutral. When the same consciousness is engaged in planning and guiding the universe, it becomes pure divine logic, Father or El. Sattvaguna is passive and positive, neither male nor female. Rajaguna, energy, is active and neutral. When it is activated and also remains neutral, because it has no polarity, it becomes unconditional love or divine grace, Mother. When divine logic, Father, and divine grace, Mother, are present, then God is the Father, Mother, God, Elohim. When only divine logic is present, God is the Father. Divine Mother is when God is pure divine grace. Tamaguna is passive and negative, neither male nor female. When Tamaguna dominates, man falls into his lower nature. God called this state pure consciousness that he himself was in heaven, and the state of being lost and under the influence of the Tamaguna he called earth, hell. So heaven and hell, earth, were created. As it is explained, through purification of consciousness, the mind, ego, or trigunas, is manifested. Therefore, pure consciousness is beyond all of these, trigunas, or any other grosser manifestation. That is why it can by no means be explained in any level of the manifested world, including the ethereal. Neither can it be understood in the mental state. Anything which can be explained or is explained is not pure consciousness. Pure consciousness only can be known with direct experience. However, consciousness is interwoven into everything which is or is not. Pure consciousness is the state of equilibrium of the Triguna mind. Do not be concerned about reaching God, pure consciousness. Take each day as it comes. Meditate, observe, contemplate to do His will. Live in God. This will earn His grace. Only through His grace is salvation possible. One day a surge of great love, light, and higher thoughts will dawn on you. It is then that you know God is with you. Eventually, the goal will be achieved. You will be one. And the earth was without form and void. Genesis 1:2, part 8. The earth or hell is not a place nor has any shape. It is a state of consciousness. It is where the soul consciousness is under the influence of the Tamaguna, feeling separate and lost. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Genesis 1:2, part B. Father God has complete control of the universe by the universal mind or the Trigunas. The Sattvaguna of the universe is the intelligent or decision-making part of the universal mind, Mahatattva. The Rajaguna is in the universe is the recognizing part of the universal mind, Ahamtattva. The Tamaguna in the universe is the visualizing part of or the screen of the universal mind, Chitta. Through the universal mind, God saw His universe, consciousness. It was in a state of chaos, lust, and in darkness, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Because of this chaos, God decided to bring the lost unit consciousnesses under His control and then help them reach pure consciousness or become one with Him. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1:2, part C. Water is the symbol for manifested consciousness, ether. So God moved in the universe, water, through His universal mind, Spirit of God, and brought the lost unit consciousnesses under its control. The I Ching sign in the horizontal position symbolizes a unit consciousness in the state of ignorance, being lost and in darkness, with its spiritual power in the latent state or not realized, awakened. And God said, let there be light. Genesis 1:3, part 8. God created great compassion for those lost souls. He projected His light, Christ, into the universe. He desired, willed, that the lost universe might reach pure consciousness. Let there be light. And the Word was made flesh. John 1:14. Because the Word was made flesh, He had to go through the same struggle as any other flesh. With His grace within, He started to realize the influences of the Triguna over Himself. He began to meditate on His moods. He realized that He went from a state of happiness and feeling of belonging to the universe, or at least to a small part of it, to a state of complete separation and self-centeredness. He realized that when he feels he belongs to the universe, or at least to a part of it, a happiness is created. And when he feels lonely and separated, great stress and unhappiness prevails.